Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan
gents.
Hello, Danny's in the chat already. Shout out on a Saturday morning. That's right. Danny was able to crawl out of bed after sleeping for only about 5 hours, 6 hours. Good for you. That is Dan Skills, Danny, and I am Jason. Together we are the Tangents. And if you're listening to us live on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, thank you for joining us. And thank you for talking to us. If you're listening to this on your car rides, working out, on anywhere you listen to podcasts, thank you for listening and thank you for joining us. We're happy to have you. Today's sponsor is Danny's Bad Takes. Kick us off here, Danny, because you pissed me off.
I didn't piss you off at all. You pissed yourself off.
No, you did this.
You know that stress is just what you allow?
I allowed you to get in my head about this because you know it's a sensitive topic to me.
About what? The Game Awards?
Yes. Well, not specifically that, but in particular, what you just told me before we went live.
How Astrobot literally, it literally should not be winning Game of the Year.
But why not? What do you mean literally it shouldn't be winning?
Huh? Because there's other better games, in my opinion. The audience wanted to be Game of the Year.
Did you play Astrobot?
Live with Wukong? No.
Did you play Astrobot?
This is how Rick, the Game Awards happened. When was it? The 12th. It's a Thursday night, I think it was.
Thursday, yes.
All right. And usually it's a big deal, Jason. Let me tell you this, because once whoever wins the Game Awards, doesn't matter if it was rigged or not, they're still going to get so much money because people are going to be like, oh, it says Game of the Year. Boom. People are going to be like buying it. Parents are going to be buying it who don't know about video games. So it's a big deal for video games. They actually take it a bit. It's a big deal. It's like a big promotion, you know? And this year we had nominees such as Black Myth Wukong. Okay. We had, who else did we have? What were the games, actually? Let me look at the games real quick. But I think we had...
Danny's looking at that. I'm here to tell him that he's completely wrong. I don't care what the internet says. They're all a bunch of little sad creatures who just want to be stressed while they're playing video games and play these dark games and violence and action.
No.
Astrobot is such a peaceful, chill, cute... Astrobot... It brings back the kid-like joy I have playing video games that I haven't felt since, I guess, Astrobot with the PS or the one that came in the PS4, the Rescue Mission. Was it Rescue Mission? Astrobot.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was Rescue Mission or the other one. These games are the only things that I felt where I feel complete joy playing a video game. So many video games that I like playing are fun, they're great, but they could be stressful. This one is just... You're just having a good time. It feels so rewarding and accomplishing. Everything you do, the control, everything is perfect about it, Danny. There's no notes on this video game.
Yeah, Jason, I'm not saying you're not wrong. I mean, there's a lot of things that they took from Nintendo. A lot of those gameplays and bosses look so much like Nintendo.
That's video games. Bosses. Everybody copies from everybody. That's just media. That's just media in general.
But... I'm not saying that it's not cute or like you said, and I'm not saying there's nothing like what you said, but this is not what the audience wanted. This is the part where we had contenders of Balatro. What's it called? Balatro.
Balatro.
That game, the creator didn't even go to pick up his one of. I think they won one of the nomination. I forgot which one it was.
They won best Black Myth, game.
Yeah, Black Myth Wukong. All right, this is the one of them that people were like. Amazed people play it, millions play this game, and this is the number one contender to win Game of the Year. Elden Ring, I don't know why this Elden Ring is here, it's a DLC, I don't know why it's here. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and Metaphor Refantasia, which Jason, this game is actually just pretty cool. I played a demo for it, actually, the story is really cool. This game got so much, like, people are praising this game so much. He's the guys who did.
Let me tell you something, Danny. Let me ask you something. Is this the People's Choice Awards? Is this the MTV Movie Awards? No, this is supposed to be the Oscars of video game awards.
Well, you know, funny thing, that it used to be, I think it used to be 90 to 80% of the borders used to be public.
Glad but they now, changed it.
This year,
bad takes.
This is right here. The winners chosen by a combined vote between jury of 90% and public of 10%. Public 10%.
Sounds good with me. The public is stupid. The public voted. No, I'm not gonna go that way.
Whoa, the public is stupid.
They're gonna vote for Danny. This is the age-old argument. We've talked about this plenty of times. Before I get on that, Christian says the Trucking Simulator should be Game of the Year, but then he says Overwatch 3, aka Marvel Rivals, should be Game of the Year.
That's for next year. It's gonna be next year.
And then Danny says that he hopes now that PlayStation would discount Astrobot. It's worth the $70.
No, they're gonna discount it so hard.
Yeah, I know, but it's worth it. Like it's worth it.
It's a $35.
It's not. It's more than that. The one that came with the PS4 maybe, but that one already came with the PS4. So it's just like if you haven't played that, you're wasting your time. But Danny, this is just like award shows are. They have award shows for the people where the people get to vote. It's the People's Choice Awards, and then there's award shows where it's critics, where it's people who are in the industry. That's just how it is.
No, this was differently, Jason. You know this. This was the awards for the public.
It's not anymore, though. They want to put more notoriety to it. They want to make this more prestigious.
Sony did something there, and they put a little money in there. You know, a little nudge in there. You know, let's be honest.
Let's get away from this negativity, Danny, that you're bringing. All right, from the other people who didn't like it. I'm here on the Astrobot subreddit. I am so happy. Yes, Team Asobi deserve it. God damn, I had
to. Yeah, you in the Astrobot? No, listen, you in an Astrobot subreddit.
Of course, look how happy they are. Why do you want to take their joy away from them?
I'm not saying there's not Game of the Year contender. I'm just saying, like, I'm surprised that this game won over Black Myth Wukong, where more people play Black Myth Wukong.
Who cares? What did the people think was better? What did the critics, what did the people in the industry think was better? What did they vote for? Astrobot. Astrobot, everybody play it. It is so much fun. I had Mateo playing it, and he loved it, liked it probably.
I'm not saying it's not fun.
He's more of a Spider-Man 2 type of kid, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not.
The people that do that awards are the same people who run IGN video rankings, which is trash. I don't think it's just them.
There we go.
Those rankings are always trash. IGN is trash. Well, I mean, I'm not going to trust Christian on that. Christian also called it Overwatch 3, you know? I don't know who's in charge of it. I mean, Jeff Keighley's in charge of it, but I don't think the voters are just people from IGN. Well, but anyways, they deserve it, Danny. You know, they deserve it. You're just wrong in this.
I'm not saying I'm not going to play the game. It looks like a cute game. I'm down to play it, too. I'm just saying, I'm just surprised. Also, this is what I'm surprised too, Jason. Which I don't know. Did you say that we're gonna switch to computer games? I don't know if people are gonna interest in this, but
before we do, real quick,
yeah.
The jury is over 100 global media and influencer outlets.
That makes it worse.
How's it make it worse? Media and influencer in video games? It's not just anybody.
Jason.
Who do you want voting for this?
The people.
The people are going to vote for Call of Duty and Fortnite.
No, they're not. No, they're not, Jason.
Danny.
No, they're not.
If you put.
No, they're not.
If you, this is exactly how you. This is how movies are as well. Like, there's a large amount of people who will vote for, I don't know, Gladiator, right? Which people think is good. People are assuming it's going to get a Best Picture nomination because of Ridley Scott. But if you put it up to the people to vote, it's not going to be Gladiator. It's going to be some other big market movie that came out, Venom 3 or something. It's all about the masses if you put it on the people. And the people are going to vote for whatever turns their brain off for a little bit. And that's fine. That's just a different award show. That's just a different one.
No, I don't think that's true. No, Jason. No. Even if it is, though, that's their people's choice.
Yeah, but that's not what this is. That's not what this award show is.
No, no, this is a Rick Rub award. Yeah, I know.
it's different. Jason? What you're looking for is a different award show. I think this one is looking to become the Oscars of video games.
Oh, and they are. They're there already.
Which is
they're
why it's not going to be onto the people. Like, I'm not... The People's Award shows are fine, whatever. It's just different. Like, you can't assume they're going to have the same voters.
It's funny, but it's funny because the thing that makes it funny is because it's for the gamers. It's for you guys. It's for you. As those little slogan they keep saying, it's for the fan. This is for you guys. We do this for you. And they don't get to choose.
The video game playing is for them. But I've seen a lot of producers or video game creators, what they end up saying is that, well, we also want our recognition. Like, these award shows are for those people who make the video games.
Oh,
like,
no, that's
they're the not perfect... for the people.
Oh, no, that's really good for them to, for those guys who make like video games and stuff. So
the award shows aren't for the people. Like, they're just not. This is why a lot of people don't like award shows, because at the end of the day, it's not to their best interest. It's to the best
interest. It's not there no
the
more.
Developers.
It started though.
I loved it. I didn't really pay attention too much to it while I was watching it because there's a lot of video games I didn't play. But I just like watching award shows in general, and it was fun. It was great seeing Astrobot win, Team Asobi win. It's a small little. It's Sony. It's owned by Sony, but that studio is really small, and like they only have
that's good
Astrobot.
They're gonna be making more right now. Trust me, they're gonna be making more, which is good.
Yeah,
it's a good.
You could say Sony rigged it, and that's okay, but you're wrong. It deserved it. It deserved it.
Good for them, I guess. It was rigged though. But they released this Naughty Dog released their fifth franchise, right?
And Danny also said, but Astrobot got 9 out of 10s from many outlets. He's not wrong. Black Myth were mostly 8s. Wukong, that's a good point, Danny. Thank you for saying that. As Christian says, video game influencers are 90% paid. If you go on YouTube, you will see a lot of YouTubers playing Marvel Rivals. And it's probably why they don't get votes, honestly. It's just different biases. Because, a lot of them are getting paid. Wukong deserves the win because they got so many players without sponsoring streamers. Meanwhile, the others paid a lot of money to sponsor streamers. I don't think that's how award shows go down, though. I don't think you get awards because you didn't get sponsoring. I mean, It Takes Two, I think, is a good example of one that is kind of a little contradictory to what you're saying. Because that one wasn't really played by the masses. I think a lot of people played it, but it's not something that the mass...
Did that one game of the year?
It won a game of the year a couple years ago. Last year was Elden Ring. But like, that's not a game that everybody played. Like, certain people played it. And then streamers played it because it was a fun co-op game. But as you say it, we got God of War, Last of Us, and then Astrobot. It was in the past, 5-6 years? Pretty good run for Sony.
Xbox needs to step it up. They are next year, though.
What are they doing?
There's games that I'm so excited for next year.
For
Gears of War? Yeah, Gears of War is coming back. Excited for that. The new Doom? Oh, it looks so badass.
It was rigged. You wanted to recount for Wukong. That's what Christian said. Christian played it?
No, he did not play it. I do want to say, though, Jason, real quick. Did you see the new trailer from Dying Dog?
Yeah, Intergalactic.
Jason, I said it 4 times already, and I mean, like, I don't see nothing wrong with that trailer. Am I the one who's not seeing why people are talking so much shit about it?
You're in a lot of negative spaces, Danny. I didn't even send it to you because I was like, I'm not. I don't even need to send it. He's already seen it. He's already fallen in love with it.
Oh, Chase, you know this is everything that I fucking love.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen any. Well, I don't really. I stay away from that sort of thing, Danny, in my life.
It just appears.
I don't like. It doesn't appear for me though, and
it does
for
me.
I haven't seen a lot of. I've seen a lot of excitement for it. I have not seen negativity for it. But what are they mad about?
They're like Neil Druckmann slash bald haired girl, no, or like stuff like that, and I'm like, what is the fucking problem? I really don't fucking get it.
People have, men
I
have a
really
weird
don't
thing
get it.
about using women as the protagonist. I think Witcher, the Witcher 4 got a lot of shit also because there was a, you're going to be playing as a Ciri, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm
So
excited for that too.
that
Oh my
one
God.
also got a lot of shit because it was like, you have to play
Yeah.
as a woman? It's like, get over
No, no,
yourselves.
no. Not because of the woman, because Ciri's already been in the games, but it's because of Geralt. Mostly because Geralt's not going to be the main protagonist.
I've
But
seen a lot of
Geralt.
people saying like they just don't want to play as a woman.
Oh,
I think
that's
that's why
true.
Horizon also didn't really succeed.
Look at these comments. Look at these comments from.
Tell me.
From the intergalactic heretic prophet, okay?
God, it looks so
Can't
cool.
it says what's her? She looks like she will be a model in the new Jaguar ad.
What does that mean?
You know the Jaguar logo that they change?
No, I have not seen it.
You look at it. There's another one here. Naughty Dog's new game, The Last Game of Us.
New Jaguars look pretty cool though. They
Oh,
kind
people are
of,
taking shit.
you know what they look like? They look like one of the Batmobiles.
Oh, the one that is coming out? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see what's wrong with the logo. It's the way I think most companies are going. Simple. Everyone's losing their creativity,
There.
but I don't get what it has to do with the actress or
Jay,
the character.
I. To people are just like, I don't know, I don't get it. Star Wars Outlaws Bullet Edition. Jesus
Oh,
Christ.
so they're just upset that there's a bald woman. It's just fucking, it's
I
just the
really
internet,
didn't I
man.
didn't see nothing, to be honest, I didn't see nothing wrong with it. I was just so into it. I'm like, yes.
The game
Yes,
looks
Naughty
so
Dog.
cool.
I'm like, are
I
you
mean, they
kidding
didn't show
me?
gameplay, but the vibe.
The last little part was gameplay.
It was actual gameplay?
Yeah, the last little part was
No
gameplay.
way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, look,
No.
Naughty Dog is this guy wrote Naughty Dog and X, and then neuter dog, check mark.
They're dumb. It's probably the same people who are upset with using Ellie and I forgot the other character in Last of Us Part Two. Abby.
I don't get I don't Abby, I don't get the part, Jason. I like the part because it's something new, something fresh, something that you don't expect to be in a video game. Why you want to do the same thing over and over again? Like you
Because
say.
they just want to be a man.
I
Oh.
really didn't.
Oh, I get it. It's because the Jaguar A's is like very round. It's a very round logo.
Think it's
Because
just
she's
a guess.
bald. That's stupid.
I guess.
That's really dumb.
I don't know. People are just, I don't know.
People
I don't know.
suck, Danny, and that's why I'm saying this is why we can't let them vote. Because they're not. Yeah, I didn't get to watch the Game Awards live. I'll watch them when I get home. A lot of really cool announcements. I was watching it. I was trying to keep up with the kind of funny watch along. There's a lot. It was Turok. There was
Turok look amazing. That looked like a
Virtual
fun
Fighter.
game. Future Fighter coming
I
back.
think Turok's gonna flop, Danny. I think it's gonna
I don't
flop.
know. I don't know because
I
this
love
it's
it.
a really beloved franchise that people have been wanting that game for years.
It
I
is,
remember
but it
playing
kind of looked like it was a game from like
like
10 years ago, right? Like the design and the characters and the movement. I was like, this looks a little choppy. I mean, early stages and whatever, but.
Well, it's Capcom, so Capcom has been doing really good at making their game. So that's why I'm like, I think that may be good.
Danny, the new a game from the Ico and Shadow Colossus creators.
Oh, do you? That trailer didn't show much, but it showed
It showed
enough, and I'm
enough.
excited.
I
I'm
thought of Doug right
excited.
away. Doug, I know you're listening. I thought of you right away, with that big ass mech and the head just coming off. It looked crazy. It'd be climbing your mech like
I
what'd
have
he
a
go?
Shadow Colossus remastered games in there. Oh, the only game I'm missing is Ico. That's the only game I think I'm missing that I used to have for the PS2. I am The Last Guardian.
I never played that one.
You should play that one, Jason.
For some reason, I was never that interested, but I like Shadow of Colossus and Ico.
You should try Lost Guardian.
I'll skip it. Just kidding. What was this new one called? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
There were so many.
Oh, you know what? I think... Was that the one that didn't have a title yet? There was a big game announced that didn't have a title.
I don't know.
Well,
but
it was a fun award so many show. They did great. Harrison Ford was out there. Snoop Dogg was out there rapping. I'm tired of Snoop Dogg. I'm over him.
I don't know. He thinks he's the shit.
He's had not a year, the best though.
He's everywhere. He's in everything.
He's in Fortnite. He's at the Olympics. He's in the award shows.
He's just people like him. So
people love him. Well, I mean,
he's
hitting every demographic out there right now.
He is. He really is.
That's interesting. But yeah, this is why, Dan, we can't let the people vote, because they're just they're not like Last of Us Part Two wouldn't have won, but you would agree that it deserved to win.
Oh, Jason, I don't get the point. I really don't get the whole change. To be honest, it wasn't like in your face. It wasn't nothing. The thing they were talking about.
No.
You waited this many years to play. It's not your game.
They're just negative. They're negative people. The people in general are negative people in the video game industry, at least. Video game gamers. They're very negative. And that's why there's a toxic culture when you're playing like League of Legends and Rainbow Six Siege. So people just want to release their hate out there.
Are we the wokes though? Or like what they call us, woke?
I don't care what they call me. They could call me woke. I don't care. I want to have fun playing video games. Like all those memes of like me working my 9 to 5, getting home, just trying to relax.
And then a bunch of people
just taking it too serious. I was like, I feel that. Like I don't always want to just stress over video games after I stress at work. But those people are just gonna come out. They're gonna call you the N-word, call you the F-word, just talk shit on you, say that Danny's being too sweaty, Danny, you're washed, things like that.
That fucking guy sucks. Why did he call me washed?
See, but wouldn't it be more fun without that? But we're not. It's not us being woke. It's not that. They're just being mean. Rude people. And you know what Hannibal does? He eats the rude.
Well, Jason, that's a little too much, to be honest.
Will Graham.
Damn.
Pull that out. Didn't even look at him. There you are, little fella.
But anyway, I think it was a good award show.
This is Winston.
Yeah, remember when we used to play that game?
Yeah, I miss it. I only have 3 Funko Pops. It's 2 of them.
Video games are just expanding now. Now they're like the biggest media ever. Bigger than movies. At one point, the Oscar's going to be video games.
It's possible.
It's not going to get there.
No, it's like a while. I was gonna push back just based off of my biases. But no, it's possible. Oscars have been declining for a few years now. Then Will Smith slapped Chris Rock and then it brought it back. But...
And then, also John Cena being literally naked.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
With that, yeah, they're doing things to get to hit something viral. But I think you're onto something. I think it's possible, especially with Astrobot winning. You're not the only one upset about it. A lot of people are upset, and that's how
I'm not sad about it. It was just a little bit.
No, I know, but like that's how you get. You know, viewers and watchers. Next time around, you build a little bit of hate. People will come.
It's not hate.
It's just a little bit of hate. You were hating a little bit, Danny. We could admit
it's
that.
It's okay. It just looks like it's so rigged.
I don't know enough about the war show, honestly, to say if it's rigged or not. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
That's fine.
I wouldn't know. Speaking of rigged, this isn't rigged, actually. We have a few topics here, Danny. Very more serious. Yeah. Some more serious than the ones we just tackled. Jay-Z.
You told me about this. I had no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what's going on with Jay-Z?
No, I don't know.
Jay-Z has now been accused of sexual assault, I think, on a 13-year-old. I think she was 13. It's been interesting. There's been a little news popping up here and there. So, but the one who alleged Jay-Z of this has now said that she admits that there are inconsistencies in her allegations, which kind of discredits, but not to say that she's wrong or
Wrong,
that she's lying,
yeah.
but it's a little weird. And then there was a guy who came out and said that Jay-Z is his biological father, and that
Oh.
Jay-Z was 22 when the mom was 15.
Oh.
No proof in that either. So this is all just
DNA can
alleged.
do that.
We don't DNA can prove that. That's a good point. This is all allegations. I'm not trying to get Danny. I don't want to get. They're gonna come strike us. This isn't supposed to be libel. So gotta make sure it's
Oh,
alleged. We gotta make sure alleged. This is according to news and
allegedly,
AP
yes.
News. Allegedly, he has been nefarious along with Sean Diddy Combs, who. As you may or may not know, they do have connections. And then the big one, Danny, is
Yeah.
Beyonce used to go by Beyonce Knowles Carter. She now on Forbes is Beyonce Knowles. She took off the Carter. Interesting stuff.
Oh, whoa. So is she like, get the hell out of here? I don't want to
She's trying to
be.
separate herself.
Whoa. Whoa. You know, Jason, when you have that much power and money, maybe this they told her like, hey, if you don't bring this allegation down, we're gonna do something about this, Jason. You know?
It's very true.
The money
This is very
talks.
niche.
Literally, money talks.
I think he's one of the. I think Diddy was the first rapping billionaire, and then Jay-Z soon followed him with that. I think, if I got that correct. So that's a lot of guacamole. So I think you're right. But it's making me view Jay-Z a little differently, because if you may or may not know, Jay-Z and Beyonce might have had a thing when Beyonce was underage. They say no, but some internet sleuths, as they're known, have found pictures of Jay-Z and Beyonce talking from when she was a teenager,
Oh,
16-ish, I think.
have you heard about the stuff that about be I switch it up about Beyonce also for many years
What
that
about her?
she's been allegedly
Mm-hmm. Kayfabe.
people who work with her and people who are like staff members or whatever they have seen Beyonce doing witchcraft stuff.
I wonder what that looks like, though, because I always imagine people are like, "Yeah, I see her. I was walking by and she was doing some weird hand stuff." And I just imagine them like just like shaking something off or something. It
No,
was like, "Whoa."
no, no, killing animals
Oh
and
shit.
stuff. Yeah. So, I think for many years, there's been like stuff that there was a report, I can't find it,
You know what?
where,
I've heard about this. I've heard about
yeah,
this. You're right, yeah.
there was a
Allegedly.
report where, allegedly, there was a report allegedly that I saw many of them
Wait,
that,
you allegedly read a report? Or you
yeah.
read a report where she was allegedly there?
I'm just saying everything now.
Just use it.
Yeah. No, there was a story. The supposedly one of the cleaning ladies that she quit working with Beyonce because she saw Beyonce and like doing I don't know like a night or something doing like some type of ritual the with their hoodie and whatever. And yeah, they were doing some weird stuff to animals.
So
In animal blood.
this is the subtitle for an article here on Pitchfork. Here's the title. Beyonce's ex-drummer files for restraining order,
Oh,
alleging
yes.
extreme witchcraft, in quotes. And then here's the subtitle. Kimberly Thompson reportedly claims that she suffered from Beyonce's, quote, magic spells of sexual molestation, quote,
Oh,
and
damn.
that Beyonce, quote, murdered my pet kitten, end quote.
Well, look at this one. That's weird.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. This is from a W magazine, is it? Yes, it's W magazine.
Women
All right.
magazine.
Is it the Woman magazine?
I'm not sure.
Okay, it's just W only.
Okay.
It says right here, if Beyonce really is a witch, though, does not say it'll ha all harm her perfectly created public image. Lana Del Rey, after all, has been just fine in the years since she came clean about her love for casting a goo old hex.
I think there is a difference between a good old
Oh,
hexes
this is
and
a witch magazine, by the way. Sorry. Now I get it. It's a
oh,
witch magazine.
okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference though between doing like hexes like that and sacrificing animals. Wait,
Hexes.
do you believe witchcraft like hexing, like the ones where it's not sacrificing animals?
No, they still do something like that, but Jason, do they people do this? People, it's not like if it works,
No,
that's a different story.
that's what I'm
Yeah,
asking.
yeah.
I'm asking if you think it works.
Look, I feel like if you send bad vibes and really do something bad, I think something might happen, but not all the time, though. I don't know. There's a lot of things that people, so many curses. If you go through history, there's so many people like, doing curses, and somehow it works, apparently.
That's interesting.
You know what they say about Trump? The
What?
bunch of the witches that were trying to send Trump, but he has a protection, they said.
Oh, wow. He has a stronger witch on his side.
Who knows? I don't know. People were saying
That
that. I
makes
was like,
sense.
how do they, how, yeah. I'm like, how do they know? But.
If you were somebody with that type of reputation, would you get somebody to put on some sort of protection?
I would just
Spell
go
to like keep
pray.
you safe,
I
like
would
if
just
you're,
go pray.
yeah.
Jesus
Like,
is my Lord.
what if you saw
Jesus is my
like
Lord.
a report saying that a coven has put has tried to put spells on Danny? If it's working, nobody knows. What if you read that and then you're like, oh shit, I needed to go get a protection spell? Would you, or are you just gonna be like, nah, that's
Not.
fake. Nobody like, I'm fine.
No. Not a protection spell, Jason. I was just literally go to church. Have Agua Bendita next to me in the rosary.
Okay.
And pray.
Good enough. Good
And
enough.
pray La Santísima. Whenever you go to something like that, always pray La Santísima. Look it up. I forgot which verse is in the Bible. It's a short verse. It's a small verse in the Bible, but it's like the best protection you can do against the kind of situations.
Kristen says Jay-Z is the new Drake. That happened quick. Man, it's 24-hour news cycle. Danny might be the worst thing that's ever happened to us. People just forget about
Oh.
everything so quickly. I had forgotten Jay-Z was was accused of this just a couple of days ago, and then something else comes up.
To be honest, right now, nothing surprised me. Many of those people that we think, it's just. To be honest, next day, you think people that you will never think, actors who will never think, they're just humans.
Who's
They're human
next?
beings.
Who's next? Who do you
Huh?
think is who do you think is next? Who's
In
the
the
one?
music industry?
Yeah. And no, not particularly the music industry, but you think anyone who actually who would be the one to surprise you where you're like, "Oh, wow. They were into that type of shady shit."
The one who surprised me, I mean, at this point, I'm surprised Will Smith hasn't said anything. Nobody has said anything about Will Smith besides
He's cleaned up his
the.
image. He's fine now.
Well,
He's shaking
yeah,
everything
but there
off.
was a case that one of his cousins was talking about. I forgot the YouTube video, but he said that he saw Will Smith doing it with one of the actors from, I forgot what movie it was. Like another famous actor, and they were doing it in the in their like the trailers that they have. And he walked in, and they forced him kind of to sign an NDA because he caught Will Smith doing it
Talking
with
to
another
me.
dude.
Oh, with another dude.
Yeah, not girl, dude.
Saga with me. You gotta get somebody to sign an NDA because they caught you. Why are you walking into trailers? Now, Will Smith has cleaned up his act.
Yeah.
Well, not literally, but his agency, whoever it is, his PR
Oh, whoever's
agency.
working? Yeah.
Because wow, Bad Boys 3 came out and then or 4, whatever it is. Just wiped it all away. Everybody forgot about the slap. People don't forget, actually. I never forgot. Iconic moment in Sunday Morning Tangents live history. I don't think we were live at that point, actually.
Were we?
I think that was just us watching it together.
Oh.
Yeah. More crazy stuff happening in New York, Danny. Luigi.
Oh, really? I didn't see this.
Luigi Mangione? What an Italian name. The one who murdered the CEO.
Allegedly, Jason.
Well, okay, allegedly. Just to be safe. I don't think he's denied it. Like, they found a manifesto. Like, he wrote on bullets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he could. Is he denying it?
No. People are like saying like that's not him because of the pictures of his eyebrows are two different eyebrows from the picture from the guy. But also this guy but I think he might be the one because he posted with the Pokemon, which is Breloom, which is number 286. And apparently 286 is the it's a paperwork to represent his the denial of his health insurance or something like that. I don't know why, but
people are really looking into it.
Oh yeah, people are like looking at every little detail on the internet.
People are obsessed with this guy. Apparently, he was a very intelligent person.
Yeah,
very charismatic and friendly person, and he, I guess, apparently, allegedly, also blocked all his friends out for some time because of his back injury or something. I haven't really looked at the details of what his back issue was, but there was the reason why he went out and murdered the guy, because he was possibly denied of getting more assistance for his back. Free the homie Luigi. Mario did nothing wrong, Christian says.
Jason, this is creating the Batman the Dark Knight situation. The copycats. There are going to be a lot of people right now who are seeing him as the GOAT. And they're going to go against all the CEOs. I'm telling you. There's going to be a CEO within 2 years. Another dead CEO. GOAT. Or a tenant. Because also, I saw this on Amazon. If you go to Amazon and you see how many people have bought the Luigi beanie.
There's a lot. I've not seen this.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah, people are really infantilizing him. He's 26 years old. Poor guy. I saw. I think it was a quote saying that his maybe this was fake. I didn't cross reference this, but his landlord said that his back was given to so much issues he couldn't be intimate with a person.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true. So that's allegedly.
He looked like a big buff. He looked like he's fit. He was fit.
Oh, you see the picture of him fit. Like when he was hiking with his shirt off?
Yeah.
Good looking guy.
I didn't say good looking. I say fit.
Okay, but you could say he's good looking. He's a good looking guy. You disagree?
He's not. No.
You don't think he's good looking?
No.
Really?
Jason, no. I don't find him attractive at all.
Well, attraction is a different thing. I mean, you think you could say when somebody's
good-looking. I guess good-looking, but to me, he's not.
Men could be objectively good-looking, Danny. Like, you look at a guy, and you're like, that's a good-looking guy. You could say.
But I don't see it.
Really? Who would you say is a good-looking guy?
I don't know.
Denise, you in here? Yeah, people are saying that we are living the movie V for Vendetta, where justice is only served with violence.
Sometimes, is that what he says in the violence is what's necessary?
I don't remember.
I do believe that, though.
Quotes. Hold on, Danny. We got to get to the bottom of this one.
What? Well, what?
What about...
Ryan Reynolds might be attractive.
Okay. I'm just wondering what your type is.
I don't have a type. I'm just saying, okay.
Well, Ryan Reynolds is one of your types.
Yeah, just saying he's a, you know.
He's a good look. There's nothing wrong with saying that a guy... is good looking. I think people.
Hey,
I think
no, men fine.
who look at other men and say no, I just don't get it. I think they're lying to themselves.
I really don't get it.
Pedro Pascal, Christian says, it's a great point. That is a hunk. Dev Patel, shout out to Diana. Hey. There's an episode on New Girl. Part of the reason I bring it up, I've been rewatching New Girl. I'm on one of the later seasons, and
which episode?
I can't remember what the episode, what the number or anything, because I'm just clicking next.
Yeah.
But there's a there's it's when Cece's becoming a model manager, and she brings a guy in, a model, who's working behind, as a at the bar. Mark Hamill? No, thank you, Christian. Mark Hamill's not the one. Anyways, and then Nick Miller was like, "Is he good looking?" Blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't see it. I don't see it. And then Winston was like, or maybe it was CC. I think it was Winston. He's like, "Okay, now imagine you had his face and his body. Are you happier with yourself the way you look?" And he's like, "Oh, okay, I get it." You could tell. This is why I mean, like, it's a lot of truth to it, because you could tell when somebody is good looking, no matter if they're a man or woman or anything in between. So, anyways, I think we're online to stuff. I think Nick knows what it means to see a guy and be like, yeah, he's a good looking guy, but a lot of it is like lying to yourself. Channing Tatum, not my type. Not my type. Not my type.
That's a nice type right there.
Channing Tatum, really? She's also Chris Hemsworth gal. Or which Chris is she going? Which Chris are you going for, Danny? You got a never mind. We got children listening. Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth, or Chris Pratt?
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine?
No,
Oh.
no,
Chris Pratt. You
no.
seem like a Chris Pratt type of guy.
I look. Let's go with Thor because I like Thor.
What about Chris Evans? Captain America.
I
Oscar
guess, yeah,
Isaac.
sure.
Christian, thank you. Oscar. What about
Oscar
you, Christian?
Isaac,
Who's your guy?
he just said it right now. Oscar Isaac.
Well, he's named out four people. He's just like trying to see our, he's trying to gauge our interests. Oscar Isaac's a handsome fellow.
Is he?
Yeah. You don't think so? You gotta represent. You gotta let the Guatemalan represent for us, Danny.
He doesn't even represent Guatemala.
It's okay. He's Guatemalan. It's not in his
no
best interest to do it all the time. That's okay.
he never said it before that he's proud of being one of Mullins.
But he says
Yeah,
that
I
he's
get it, which
Guatemalan.
I get it.
Like, you don't have to say it. Like, I'm not always gonna
Let's
be
see.
like, I'm a
Let's see.
proud Chapin, but I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm Guatemalan. Who's
He's
the guy
straight
who's a
out
crazy
fucking
peasant?
Guatemalan.
Well,
I
hot
want
air.
to
Who's
know
your
his
guy?
story.
I just want to know.
I want to know I want to know the how he's come up from Guatemala City to being one of the biggest actors in the movie industry.
I'm nervously anticipating, not nervously,
But
excitingly
the
anticipating Ricardo Arjona, Bearded Man. Oh, Javier says Bearded Man. Ooh, you know what? Captain America when he had the beard in Infinity War.
Really?
Oh yeah, dun 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 dun. The train
Oh
passes
yeah, what,
by.
Jason?
Are you kidding me? And he's standing there with his beard, and
Oh,
he
he looked
throws his
badass. I'm not saying that he would look
yeah.
hot.
Who's Karen Leo? Are these people you
Who?
guys don't know? I don't know.
¿Que
Is it
Gerardo Derbez?
no Karen Leon? Oh, this guy. Okay, I didn't know him by name, but I've seen his face. That's your type, huh? I like it. I dig that. I dig that. Karen, Karin Leon. I'm guessing Karin Leon.
Oh, he's a Carillion.
Karin. I said
Oh, he's a
Karen,
singer.
not
How do
Karin.
you know? How do, God damn it, Jason.
Those
You need
are.
to start listening to good Mexican music.
You know I'm not going to.
But this is not like this is actually he sings romantic songs and he sings mostly like he does a lot of covers. Is that covers when you do a song that some is that what it's called when you
Yeah.
do a song from a different artist?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a lot of covers, so he has a good voice.
Te falta mundo. Christian says
Yeah.
Ricardo Arjona. I don't know who this is, but I googled him. He's...
You don't know Ricardo Arjona?
No, what does he
Go tell
sing?
your mom right now. Go tell your mom right now. He's Guatemalan. He's like one of the biggest artists of Guatemala.
Jocotenango. I've heard of that. I've heard of that city. Oh, it's because it's by Antigua. Basically Antigua.
You really didn't know Ricardo Arjona?
I still don't know who Ricardo Arjona is.
Jason, are you serious?
I'm being serious,
This
yo.
is how whitewashed you are?
I mean,
Jason,
his daughter is that actress.
Oh my God, Jason,
Wait,
you
that's not right.
fucking no, you
Yeah,
fool
I mean, look.
somebody.
Wait, his daughter is that actress? But she's Puerto Rican.
Adri Arjona? Adri
Yeah, she's
Arjona?
from Hitman, from
Yeah,
Morbius. Wow.
yes.
Look, Danny, I'm not gonna hide the fact that there's a lot of whitewashed in me, all right? there is. We grew up in a point in a stage in our in a society that looked down on brown people, Danny. I was ashamed of it for a long time. I'm okay. Yeah. That's okay. I'm okay being a little whitewashed. I'm not okay with it. I'm fine with it. But that's life. I can see Danny liking Ramon Ayala. You find him cute?
I do like him. Wait.
Oh, okay.
No.
They got 100% responsible for putting Guate on the map. Ugh, I don't know. El Pescado Ruiz for the galaxy?
Okay, Jason, this is where you're going to be your homework. And you can tell your mom right now. Mom, say quien es Ricardo Juana? And she'll tell you. And also start listening to some of his songs. It's the type of songs that you will like.
This guy did not put Guatemala on the map.
He did.
Sunday Morning Tangents did. And El Pescado Ruiz. Nothing. For the galaxy, the galaxy legend.
Hey, why did he separate his wife?
Oh no,
Leslie Torres from 1992 to 2005. Is his partner? Is that like 2006 to now? Who's his partner? Oh, what?
This is Daisy
Arvelo. Daisy Arvelo.
Yeah, they're still dating. They're still married.
Yeah, I don't even know. She's a model. Oh, she's a model.
It says she's Venezuelan. So she's they were living in Puerto Rico where they had Adria. So she's Guatemalan, Venezuelan, but also from Puerto Rico.
You know,
from Andor. Now, that's a good looking lady.
Yes.
Okay, now you get excited. God, typical man. Am I right, guys? Your dad probably proposed to your mama listening to Ricardo Arjona. I'm gonna ask her. I'm gonna ask my parents.
Just listen to some of his songs. You don't have to listen to the whole fucking thing. Just listen to his hits. That's how he sings.
I'm not opposed to it. One more? No.
I forgot his other hits. Yeah. I'm just surprised that you don't know about him, you know, because I see you, Jason. Look, this is how I see you, Jason, and this is a big deal. How I see you, as the niche person, not the niche person. No, that's not how to say it. No, like you're like the guy. You're the guy who goes to a smoke shop, gets the best bourbon in his suit,
at a smoke and just shop? Drink.
Yeah. I know. This is how I see you, though.
Okay.
You go to a smoke shop and you get the best Cuban ever. You're like, okay, sir, we have the Cuban. We have the La Habana 105. This is coming straight from Habana. It's coming here. This is the best of the best. And you try and like, oh, yes, this one, please. And we got the bourbon, the turkey something bourbon or something really expensive. And you're like tasting it. And because you enjoy the best things in life. And that's how you treat movies and music. Your video games are trash, by the way, but your movies and music,
I don't know, critics seem to agree with me that Astrobot is 10 out of 10 for me. I'm here on thecut.com, and something tells me we've done this before, because I'm now looking at the 40 men that men find beautiful.
Jason, beautiful. Yes, we've done this before.
I see Clive Owen at the first option here. I don't agree. Then we got Marc Jacobs. Don't agree. Pharrell.
Wait. Pharrell. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. I'll finish. I say something right now. Oh, go ahead.
You saw something or say something?
No, I'm going to say something right now.
Okay. Pharrell. Beautiful. Nah, don't agree. Good looking guy. Thurston Moore. Don't know how you are, but you don't got me Thurston. Kanye West. Keith Richards. This is a terrible list so far. Tom Brady. No, thank you. Not a Leo guy myself either. Barack Obama's on this list. James Dean. He's a good looking guy for his day. Denzel Washington, very
James, handsome. That porn star?
No. There's a porn star named James Dean? James Dean.
Yes. The reason I know is because he was going to be the... When I remember when 50 Shades of Grey is going to come in out, they're like, oh, why is this guy the... And then it was supposed to be James Dean. I'm like, who the fuck is James Dean? And I'm like, it's a porn star.
Oh, news to me. Yeah. Tom Hardy. I agree with that one. Tom Hardy's he's a handsome man. Roger Federer. He's
getting older.
Liam Neeson. No, this is a terrible list. Ben Whishaw. Olivier Giroud, soccer player. Don't care for him. Matthew Barney. I don't know who this guy is who makes super weird art hot. Adam, this is a terrible list. I can make my own list. Christian here says, hear me out. Next episode, you all do a good-looking man ranking tier list. I love that idea.
We already did. We already did.
No way that we've done like a tier maker list. Yes. We have not done a tier maker where we rank.
We already did.
There's no way we've done this. There's no way we've done this. No, I don't like that. James Frank, Jake Johnson, Nick Miller, Christian Bale. This is Tommy DeVito. This is a joke list. I'm getting out of here. Not Tommy DeVito. Danny DeVito. Tommy DeVito is a football player. Danny DeVito is the one that was on that list.
I was the reason why I wanted to say something. You know Barry Keoghan, the actor?
Yeah.
Okay, Barry Keoghan, you know, he was with Sabrina Carpenter. He cheated on her.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, Jason.
Yeah.
He fumbled, man.
You think so?
He fumbled. Off. With Sabrina Carpenter?
I'm not crazy over the craze over Sabrina Carpenter.
No, she looks like a nice girl.
She seems like a sweet little cutie.
Yeah, and then Barry Keoghan should know better. He was homeless at one point, you know? Should have known better. That's how you're going to be.
What? I wasn't homeless.
Oh, like a bad boy.
I'm going to be when a bad boy?
When you become,
famous. When is that going to happen?
Pretty soon after you keep saying, like, stupid stuff.
I don't know. This Geo.TV says that Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan split is reportedly due to long distance.
Yeah, that checks out. It seems like you can have a relationship when you're an actor or actress.
No,
because you're always moving. No.
Yeah, it's like La La Land. You either travel with them to be together, or
splitting. What a sad ending right there.
Ryan Gosling. No, that's a good man. You said Ryan Reynolds.
No, Ryan Gosling. Sorry, Ryan Gosling. That's what. Remember, we talked about this, Jason. Already, we already rank man.
I just
that we've gotten attractive. Father John Misty at one point.
He's got a way about him. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Marcus Mumford.
Marcus Mumford. Yeah, that too.
Is he maybe. No, because he lost weight, but I think before he lost the weight. I think before he added that charm to him that I liked.
The dad bod?
It wasn't even a dad bod at that point. It's funny. He became a father, then he lost weight. So he didn't have that dad bod. But I just like bringing it up because I like having you admit it because you would deny it.
I mean, what?
That you could look at a guy and objectively point out that is objectively a good-looking person or not. I think it shows a lot of security in yourself, and I'm proud of you.
It's not security. No, it's not security. It's just I don't even care. I'm just a chill guy.
Chill guys would admit it. Chill guys would be like,
but for me, I'm just like, if they're good looking, that's good.
Ben Affleck is not on the list. Not my type. Not my type, Ben Affleck. Too big of a face. He's got a big head.
Yeah, you only actors. What about Maluma? What about Bad Bunny?
Nah, not Bad Bunny. That guy's got a weird face to me. Allegedly.
J Balvin.
Wait, actually, I think I'm thinking of J Balvin. Maluma, I don't care for. I think I'm thinking of J Balvin. They both of those guys. You know what? Never mind. I'm thinking of Maluma, not J Balvin. J Balvin's got a weird face. I don't like his hair either. Okay. But not Bad Bunny. I don't fuck with that guy.
Okay.
It's not that I don't fuck with him. It's just like, not interested.
Okay. Can we move on from this conversation? It's making me really uncomfortable.
See, because you're a little insecure in yourself right now, Danny. You gotta be
secure. Is it, Jason?
Be secure with your sexuality. It's okay. You're a straight man. I'm a straight man. Let's be okay saying it.
I'm okay. Yeah, just.
Why are you uncomfortable?
No, just kidding. Just 100. I'm just kidding. Dude. Yeah, I'm comfortable. It's okay. Just kidding.
What about Robert Downey Jr.? Not interested in that guy either.
You know, Robert Downey Jr. He looks so different when he was younger, being a young actor. And it just looks so different.
I think by Jay asking these questions, we can get a sense of gaydar. Like, we're trying to figure out who... I see what he's saying. He's saying, like, I'm trying to fish them out. No, I'm not trying to fish them out, Christian. I just like when guys could admit that sort of thing.
I just don't care. I never think of a guy, he's attractive.
See, that's different. That's different.
It's hard.
Attraction is different.
Okay, he's good looking.
There you go. Because attraction is like insinuating like that you would, you know, consider certain things. Okay. I'm just saying, like, my friend Danny, it's a good looking guy. I'm not attracted to him. Good looking guy. You, good looking guy. Not attracted to you.
Okay.
But you're a good looking guy. Are we talking current or younger? Younger RDJ. Yes. Older RDJ. Nah.
There's a charm to it. Maybe that's what girls like.
I don't like his charm, though. I don't mess with like that. Yeah. Too much for me.
Jason, he plays like the, you know.
That's why I don't like Iron Man.
Don't like him. Yeah, you don't like him.
Not too much. I like a little bit of humility. He severely lacks humility.
No, he's not. He's a pretty nice guy.
But that's different, though. I don't think he's a bad person. He's just a very cocky person. Arrogant.
When you in the industry since your entire life, I mean, you're shaped to be a little bit like that. No matter how good a person you are.
I actually think he's a decent person, like in real life. Yeah. I think he does a lot of charitable.
Are we seeing his household?
No.
You should watch it. It's pretty cute. House? That was an old house. Yeah, but I think it's an older house because it's already been out.
Look, Danny.
That was like 5 years ago.
These are up to 5 people like us talking about these men. We've done good. Who else are you guys interested out there in the chat?
You know what they're going to say.
The tangents?
We should kiss each other.
That's just Diana.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Why do girls, like, want to see that? I don't get it.
You know what it is, and I'm being serious here tonight. It's because men have a very toxic masculinity trait to them. I think, in general, it's inherent. Inherent.
Inherent? Do they want a little...
Because
somebody weak?
It's not that. It's not that. It's that guys are... Don't get me wrong. I don't want to kiss you either, Danny. But
yeah, no.
Guys, I think in general, are... I think you should kiss Danny just to see if he finds you attractive. You were right. No, it's Christian. You were right, Danny.
Why are you dipping your voice? Oh, my God.
I didn't mean to. That just came out. I like to fluctuate my voice, Danny, so to show... Anyways.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, women are like, yeah, sure. Let me kiss my friend. Let me kiss my friend here. Boom, boom, boom. Like, no biggie. It's because they're very secure in their sexuality. They got nothing to hide. While men are, they're like, no, I got to be manly man. I can't kiss a guy. While you got Ryan Reynolds and Andrew Garfield kissing each other. What do they care? Those are both straight men. One is
they got paid for it.
No, that was
and just, also the actors.
They did not get paid for it. No. Oh. Sorry. It was when Ryan Gosling won the Golden Globe for Best Actor. And then in the background, while they were seated, just in the background, just for funsies, for shits and giggles, Andrew Garfield, Ryan Reynolds were making out. Just for shits and giggles. But it's like,
shits and giggles.
What are we going to just say? Oh, ew, gay? Come on. What the fuck? What year are we in? Like, get over it. They're just having fun. Boys just want to have fun. It's the machismo that runs in our blood that prevents us from feeling emotions. Christian.
What?
I love him in the chat today. He's you're doing great. You're doing great. Let us know when you want to join us next time because I need this. I need more of that.
It's not machismo. It's just... Okay. All right. I guess
He's right. He's right. It's machismo that gets us afraid of talking about stuff like this. It's deep in you, Danny. It's repressing you. You're a little better than others. I don't want to kiss you either, Danny. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I don't want to kiss you.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of guys I do want to kiss. I don't really want to kiss men.
Okay.
But.
It's just same second.
But, see, that's what I'm saying, though. There's a difference.
Like you're saying, but I could?
No. But I could distinguish when a man is good looking or not. Diana says you guys are kissing cousins, for God's sake. Kissing in spirit. Our spirits are kissing. Yeah, our hearts kiss.
Yeah.
We could go cheek to cheek. I think it kissed his neck once.
He did actually. He did actually kiss my neck once.
And that's okay.
I think I wouldn't be a no to be like, if you don't kill your cousin, I'm going to kill you right now.
You mean kiss your cousin?
Kiss your cousin, yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry, yeah. Kiss your cousin. Diana, be like,
Diana's had enough of this. So one day, Diana's just had enough. And she comes over to us. She gets two guns. She says, you guys have to kiss or I'm shooting you both. And she's just crazy at this point. We're kissing.
At that point, we have to.
We have to kiss.
But did you wink?
No, it was more like a... Oof. Oh, it's okay, just weird because we're cousins. I think that makes it worse. I mean, kiss the cousin. LOL. Yeah, it's just worse because we're cousins.
So it would be better if it weren't?
Yeah, it'd be easier. Like if somebody puts a gun to me and my friend Nick's heads, I'd be like, all right, let's do this real quick, Nick. Let's just do it. Whatever. Boom. Get it out of the way.
Step cousins.
No, not step cousins. Oh, dear.
You know the Big Bang Theory? There's an episode where, like, one of them is having a long-term relationship, and another guy tells him, like, oh, let me show you this product that I created. And it's pretty much like you're like what you have right now, your microphone, like a little ball with a little mouth and a little tongue coming out. And it's pretty much, it's connected to the both devices. So right now we can be like making out, and it will just kind of show the emotion.
That's weird. I don't want to kiss you, Danny. Put your freaking.
I'm not either.
Your pants, dude.
You're talking about the hottest guy over here.
Who is the hottest guy?
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
I know. I'm asking you. Who's the hottest guy?
I don't know.
There's a person that came into your head. I think.
Who?
I don't. You tell me. I think if you ask anybody, man, woman, or anything in between, who's the hottest guy? They have a image that comes into the head. A person. That
you know what? You know what? You know what I do? I come up with the person that the girls like a lot, and be like, "Oh, they must be attractive because girls, you know."
They must be attractive.
Yeah.
It's all right, Danny. I'll crack your shell one of these days. Where you're gonna be like, you know what? It's okay to admit it.
I'm gonna say that.
Yes, we got Javier in here saying it. We got Kristen saying it. We got Danny saying it. It's just you. It's just you. You and probably my brother. Just you two.
I just don't think about that kind of stuff, Jason. Sorry. Sorry to disappoint you, you know?
I'm not disappointed about that.
Yeah, you
I'm
are,
I'm just
Jason.
Disappointed in you. You're better than this.
I know.
Where's Denise?
I'm better.
Where's Denise? Because she'd agree with me as
I'm surprised she's not in the chat, but she's pressing out probably.
I'm just disappointed in you because
she's supposed to be a producer, too.
You're lying to me. You're lying to our viewers, our customers.
You know that we have another big fan, Leo. He's been, you know, yesterday he was telling me about it. And
what about it?
I wonder, he might think the Messi.
You think he'll think Messi? Messi's got a weird face, if you got to be honest. Not weird, but it's just like, meh. The British will kiss each other while being strangers, but if the cousins do it, it's considered weird? I think so. I think that's exactly what we're saying, Christian.
That was the French.
You might be thinking of the French. That's true. Now
that's why they call it a French kiss.
Now that is a society that is very okay in their sexuality. We got to learn from them.
The French?
Yeah, the French. The French.
We are, Jason. What are you talking about? Americans? Are you kidding me?
We're not there yet. What? As a society, we're not there yet.
Well, because we're a hot posh of bunch of cultures.
Yeah, I know. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying we're in the wrong or right
We're
about
gonna
it.
go. Are you kidding me? We're gonna get a guy who's a Muslim dedicated to his belief and be like, no, Jason, it's impossible.
Okay, I'm just saying we're not there yet. That's all I'm saying. I agree with you. It's gonna take a long time.
Imagine if our aunts were able to listen to us.
I don't care. I really don't.
Good, Jason. That's what I like to hear.
What is it?
That's what I like to say. And you know what? I'm gonna give you one. You know who I think is attractive?
Who?
You.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Jason, you're a good-looking guy, man. You're like the original good-looking, chill guy.
The original. See, but see, you could admit that. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate that. You're a very good-looking man yourself as well. So
No, I try, but nah.
you are. Don't say that. Don't say that about
No,
yourself.
Jason,
Stop
nah.
that. No, no, no. Stop that. That's not cool. Don't do that to yourself. You're a good-looking
Well,
guy.
thank you, Jason. I appreciate
Right?
it. Denise must be for a reason with me, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So don't do that
I
to
don't know
yourself.
what I don't know what Christian wants us to clip it, chat, but I don't know which part.
Javier says, I think it takes more courage for him to say that his own cousin is more attractive than saying it, saying a celebrity is attractive. Oh,
If you know
wow.
our family history.
If you know our family history, it is not more courageous. It's very weak, actually. It's a very easy thing to do in our family history.
We're talking too much shit this episode, Jason. I think we need to go. Yeah, let's just change, you know.
Yeah, I do. Maybe, you know what? I hope our family listens to this so they know
The what?
that we're all okay, that they could get over their denials.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Javier, where are they from? Cousin on cousin, a tradition.
Not anymore. Wait, what family was it back then? Yeah, I mean, yeah, not anymore.
Well,
But what family hasn't, to be honest? Think about
our
that. Look at the royals.
generation, has really decreased. You know what? We're not gonna get on that topic.
No,
We're
but
not
you
gonna
know
get on that
what?
topic. That's too many family secrets there.
But you know, I feel like that's how humans have always been, even back then.
It's different then, because back then it was almost a necessity. You gotta keep it in the bloodline, right? And they're dumb. They just didn't know any better. But I get your point. I get your point. Our parents and before them, or our grandparents, that is almost a necessity to keep the bloodline alive.
Oh well, hopefully, thank God, it, you know. But it's so weird that it hasn't left because now a lot of people use that as kinky stuff.
You mean like, you know what? That's where
Yeah,
I
let's
don't
just
feel
move on.
comfortable going.
Yeah,
I
let's.
could.
I feel like
I'm
the
okay
world.
saying a guy's hot, a good-looking guy, but yeah, that one, we're going a little too deep there. Will Graham, Jon Snow. Yeah, kingdoms were raised on keeping the bloodline pure by arranging marriages between families. Yeah. Just how that's exactly how we did it, how our family did it.
Jason,
We built a
don't. They
kingdom.
just
We built a
no.
kingdom.
Los terrenos. Jason, you better nobody can hear this shit, man. Seriously. Oh God.
Why not? It's not like if we hide it, you can't really hide it.
What episode are we? Let me see.
This is episode
91.
491. Yeah, that's right.
Wow, we almost make 100. Nine more, we make a
Oh
hundred.
shit, we gotta plan something for the 100th
Yeah,
episode.
for the 100th episode.
I mean, we've been planning something special for the
Oh,
100th
yes.
episode.
Yeah.
Something. I don't want to overpromise. You underpromise, overdeliver is what you gotta do.
Yes.
And we're planning
Yeah.
something mediocre, something chill for the 100th episode. Nothing crazy. It's just a nice little recording where we get to talk about our future past, present, and future. 100 episode. Danny will kiss Jay. No, 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 Christian.
No, Christian. That's too. Kiss me through the phone. That's too quick.
Maybe at 1 million subscribers. Maybe. Maybe.
Oh wait, what? No.
I will need consent from Danny. Obviously, you need consent and that sort of thing. So it's nothing that I will have to talk about that and discuss if
that's consent, money, whichever.
Same thing, really.
Yeah.
Sorry for not getting around to the horoscopes. Danny persisted on talking about men. My apologies about Danny that persisted. One.
Danny persisted.
Wait. But maybe if we have time tomorrow morning, we'll record again and we will talk about horoscopes that day. And maybe we'll talk more about men. Maybe a new guy comes into our horizon.
Wait, no. We're not talking more about men. Man is already being talked too much.
You're right. You're right. It has been too men focused our lives at the world. You're so right, Danny.
Yeah, Jason. We talk about women.
And how important they are in our day-to-day functions.
Yes. Yes.
You're so right. We never got an answer who Danny finds good-looking actors. He didn't really give a clear cut.
I said it.
Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, not Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. Ryan Gosling.
But that's a white guy. You know, I'm like...
That's what I'm saying. Oscar Isaac. Pedro Pascal. Dev Patel. Look at Dev Patel. He smiles at you. You're not going to swoon a little bit?
Who's Dev Patel? Dev Patel?
Dev. Like a developer. Dev Patel.
Dev Patel?
Yeah, he's from Slumdog Millionaire. Lion.
Oh,
Monkey Man.
Oh!
Can't? Did you watch Monkey Man?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
It's good. You'll like it. You'll like it. Okay. It's good. He has a lot of Indian culture in it.
You should have said The Green Knight.
The Green Knight. Good.
I just remember him more than Slumdog Millionaire.
Fair. That's fair. That's just where my brain went.
No. You know what? Yeah. He's not good looking, but I like his.
No,
like his
you acting. Said you were gonna say yes.
No, I was not going to say yes. I was going to say, I forgot how good of an actor he is.
Whatever, dude.
But no, not Dev Patel.
Robert Redford?
Robert Redford? No, Jason. You're talking about white men.
I'm bringing all types of men here.
No, you're not.
Denzel Washington in his heyday? Yes. Will Smith in his heyday? What?
Dustin, no. No, Jason. No, I just don't. I tell you.
I'm sorry, Denise, that you got to deal with somebody like this.
I think she's even a chat. That,
she'll listen to this. I'll text her. I'll text her. Let her know. Say sorry. Sorry you're dealing with a small-minded person over there.
Is it?
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Danny's Talk About Men. Danny's low-key a machista with no emotions.
Wait, what? Hey, you know. Not bad.
I'm scared for Denise at this point. I don't think you should be. She should be
dating. Hey, my cheese that when I see my Nintendo Switch.
That's how it is these days, though.
Hey, my little cutie.
That's how cutie. Yeah, but you didn't go decorate that guy yourself.
Slytherin.
Fake ass Slytherin.
Hey, this is a Slytherin household.
If we need to be serious a little bit here, Denny, I've said this before and I'll say it again. You're a closeted, decent person, and I don't know why you force yourself to be Sith, a machismo, Slytherin. You're not that guy. You're not that guy. You're a nice person. You're a decent person.
First
You're
of
a better
all,
person.
Sith look better.
We are Hufflepuff. We know this. You've done it. We've done this together where we did
it. I have another email, and I can do it again.
We are Hufflepuff.
No.
And you need to be okay with it. You need.
I regret.
There's no regrets. That's just life.
You know why, Jason? Because I can be nice and still be Slytherin. But you know why? Because they want power, and I want power, Jason. I want to be the strongest.
In what?
That's why the person who should not be named.
Voldemort.
That's why he won it.
Voldemort.
That's why he won it. Yeah, he wanted power, and I want power.
Just say Voldemort. Like, just say it. Like.
No,
it's not real. Javier says I need to do the test. Javier gives me Ravenclaw vibes.
Denise is Ravenclaw.
There you are. Denise is back in the chat. Denise, your boyfriend's a machista. He's been so negative today. He says he doesn't find any guy good looking. Lie. Danny says I'm a Gryffindor. Doug hates it. Why does he hate it?
Okay, Danny. You say Gryffindor. Calm down. Oh, I mean, Doug hates it. Okay. Get it.
No,
Doug,
but Danny's a Gryffindor. Denny says, "I know. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to get there. Like he wants to admit it, but then he's like afraid of what others are going to think about him saying that a guy is good looking. You know, he'll deal with it. I'm done pushing you over the edge on that. I'm sorry, Denny.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. I was
no,
too persistent no. on this. I'll lay.
Guys are just guys, you know.
We're not gonna do this again. We're not." Because you're hiding something, that's okay.
I
can't force you to say something that I know you want to say, but you obviously don't want to.
Like, I'm a Hufflepuff. I'm secretly, I got chosen as a Hufflepuff. The hat chose a Hufflepuff on me.
This is an intervention episode. Danny can embrace emotions. He doesn't want to, and that's okay. I want him to embrace his emotions. I feel like Christian will come over here, and he'll be very honest with himself and with us. You are not there yet? Okay. That's fine.
No, I'm not there yet. No, but I'm never going to be there yet because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You do know, and that's okay.
Let's see. Slithering all the way.
You're just not. You're just not because you're such a good person, and Slytherins are pieces of shit. No,
all of them.
The only Death Eaters that ever Death Eaters are Slytherin, Danny. There's just no denying that Slytherin are bad people.
Professor Snape is not a bad person.
Professor Snape went behind enemy lines. We know this.
Yeah. But he's not a bad person.
Every Death Eater was a Slytherin. They're just known to be bad people. Draco Malfoy's a little fucking piece of shit. One of the actors was actually a bad person, went to jail or something.
Oh, really?
The other Malfoy dad, a piece of shit. You're not that, and you just can't admit it. You're not a Sith, Danny. You're way too nice to be Sith.
Jason, it's just the Hufflepuff is a nice. Fucking what is it?
We're honey badgers. Thank you. One of the most ferocious animals out there, Danny.
Is it?
Yes. You should watch a honey badger work. They are cooking.
Honey badger. It's just honey fucking badger, man. They eat ants.
Ants are pound for pound the strongest creatures on the planet. You guys missed the point of Harry Potter. Any one house can be evil. Danny.
See?
Danny. Not right.
See?
Now. Danny is a pick-me Hufflepuff girl with a Slytherin. That's true. You are a Hufflepuff pick-me girl.
I don't know what that means. I had no idea what that means.
That's what it is. You're a pick-me girl.
I don't know what that means.
Fuck.
I don't know what that means.
Thank you, Denise.
What does that even mean?
Danny, you're a good person who wants to be bad because at the end of the day, you care too much about what they think about.
Well, what does that even mean? People What's view a pick-me girl?
I'm here for you. We're here for each other.
I guess?
And we're going to be okay. Okay?
No, I'm Slytherin all the way. I said it myself. I get to choose who I am. I told the hat motherfucker, you better choose Slytherin.
You can't do that. It's not how that works. Only Harry Potter could do that.
No. I guess.
Not Slytherin.
He was about to be Slytherin.
Fake news.
What's a pick me a Hufflepuff girl? I don't know what that means.
I'll tell you off stream because we gotta get going here. We've extended our time. Thank you so much. Thank you for being a good sport, Danny. We're gonna get through this together.
About what? I don't know what's going on.
Thank you, Christian, for joining. Obviously, Danny still needs to work on expressing his emotions, and that's okay. It's all a work in progress. We are all works in progress. We learned so much from Danny. We did. We learned a lot about Danny. We learned a lot about ourselves. We did this together. It's a journey experience that we all did together. Danny's a Hufflepuff, and that's okay. He's not a complete Sith. If you want to be something in the middle, that's okay with me too. Some of the best are in the middle, and that's okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Thank you for tuning in live on youtube.com/AtSundayMorningTangents. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for engaging with us and talking to us. live.
It was fun.
It was fun. It was a great time. It was a great time. Again, we learned a lot about Danny together.
I did. You did?
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. I had one belief of what you are, were. Now I know much more of what you are. So
we all know.
The first step is admitting he is wrong, and we are almost there. Exactly, Kristen. Exactly. He gets it. Thank you for listening to us on all podcast platforms. Sunday Morning Tangents. Give us a like, subscribe, and follow. Hit that bell notification so you can get notified every time we go live, so you can join us and engage with us live and talk to us. Thank you. That's been Danny. I've been Jason. We have been a Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of
Jareens.
Gents. Good night.
Slenderin. I'm a Slytherin, Jason.